Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The last good year. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Hello, we're here. It's Friday. These are our new Friday episodes, and we're introducing you to them right now.
There's a video component.
Ooh, do you like that?
If you haven't checked, and we don't know when they'll be up, but they'll be on our Instagram and TikTok, which is Ghost Town Pod. So if you haven't followed us there, you want to see our faces,
yeah,
and bodies,
ooh,
or just faces,
yeah, or
it's mostly
nothing.
Just faces.
They're like, we didn't ask for any of this.
Well, you're getting it. But head on over to our Instagram and TikTok at Ghost Town Pod, and you can see us talking about this that you're hearing.
I probably won't look at myself, or it will become not fun for me, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll be constructively...
Maybe you'll fall in love with yourself all over again.
When did I ever? What is my relationship? What is relationship to self? But this is fun because we can talk about new things. I think, you know, we love talking about these pieces of strange history and culture, but it's nice to kind of get some new takes and things that people are watching, things that are in the zeitgeist right now will be a fun thing.
I don't even know if that word means.
Really?
I don't. I think I do, but then I don't. And also, what is fracking? Fracking is bad.
Fracking is bad. No fracking.
Right. That's what I didn't know.
You've seen a bumper sticker.
It's no fracking. Fracking is bad.
Yeah, bad fracking. And zeitgeist good.
Yeah.
Fracking bad.
But can we zeitgeisting?
We're zeitgeisting. Yeah,
okay.
We're in it. The cultural the zeitgeist is like the cultural landscape,
okay,
right? It's in the moment that
we're in that for sure.
We're
present. Fracking in the zeitgeist, baby.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Oh, no. Okay.
Boo.
The opposite of that.
Fuck fracking.
Okay.
I said it.
Whoa.
We're saying fuck in this thing?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we are now.
This is not safe for work. What's work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk about topics that we've been dealing with in the internet culture, TV culture, historic stuff that maybe we've talked about before and that there are new pieces to it.
There's always nostalgia.
Yeah.
There's always things bubbling up to the surface.
Yeah.
And people are discovering and rediscovering. Mm-hmm. And we're also probably reminded about a lot of things too. And we can talk about that.
Yeah. I like that. I like a little true crime, all of it. It's all here on Friday.
Yeah.
So today, though, I have to talk about something that has been on my feed near constantly. The last good year. Do you know the last good year 2016 nostalgia slop trend?
I'm familiar with it. And when I think, you know, I love years. I love hearing a year and being like, oh, what do I think about this year? And
you're a year ahead. You're a big year ahead.
Yeah. 2016 for me, I was on the tail end of my kind of YouTube life. So 2016 is probably is the year that started hitting a downturn, and probably when my improv comedy career, I call it a career,
was also darker than the election.
Yeah.
To me.
So it was in a lot of ways like the end of a cycle for me. I didn't realize it until 2016 ended. I was like, oh yeah, this is whatever I'm doing is on its way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was also the dawn of Ghost Town the year after, right?
We
started in 2018.
That was of 2018.
Oh God. Okay. 2 years before the dawn of Ghost Town. Cause I remember, cause it was 2016 was a big ending. I was in New York.
You're right.
And I feel like maybe we were talking about the podcast. Or it was very early stages.
Yeah.
Pre-production.
And it was late stage capitalism.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Early
is that
stage
good?
Podcast.
Yeah. Is late stage, that's good. You don't want fracking in late stage capitalism is in the zeitgeist for sure.
Oh my God. I had an aneurysm right now. No, 2016, I was limping the last death throes of a bad relationship. I was in New York coming back to LA, feeling like shit, tail between my legs.
Where were you improv-wise? Because that's all I care about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I was doing stand-up.
You were stand-up. Yeah,
I was getting paid to do stand-up in New York City. And then it all stopped. And I was like, I have no reason. I can't make it in New York making $400 a week doing stand-up.
I made $50 doing stand-up, and I went 4 hours each way to make that $50.
Yeah. You have to, when I say doing stand-up in New York, I mean doing stand-up in Philly, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And New Jersey, and like the external realms of New York City. So not even like, you know, a club in New York. Anyway, it was a beautiful time. Yeah, politically not great. A lot of things are happening. So when I see this trend on, I'm like, what the, I'm just like, fuck off. Like, honestly, like, this is like the slop that I'm like, I don't want to see your like blurry, at least if I'm going to see a blurry photo, it should be like 98. Like, don't give me 2016.
Yeah.
And you're like long, you know, like the trends were not cute. It was just like not a cute time.
I think we take for granted like technology as far as like photos on phones and stuff like that, how much better it's gotten.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, so many things have gotten worse, but when you take a picture on your phone in 2016, you're like, oh, how good is this? And you don't realize how bad it is. And when we take photos with our phones now, which is as best as it's ever been, in a year, 2 years, you're like, oh, remember those 2026 photos we took?
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy to think about 10 years going by and how we capture things and then, you know, how people reshare them, mostly on Facebook. When somebody shares a Facebook memory and it's always this horrible.
Oh, there was just one that I had, and this is probably around 2016, our quote unquote last good year. It was just a bowl of blurry ramen. When I'm good ramen, it was just a blur. It was
brown.
Soup.
Yeah.
It was just broth.
Because we'll do that. I kind of start my day when I, as far as being online, is I'll look at my Facebook memories to remind myself.
Fresh, you had a cup of Joe.
Like how depressing what cringy things I was doing. And then I'll send them to Rebecca.
Oh, I love it.
Because a lot of them.
It's my morning routine.
Oh, it's us like. Doing yeah. like oh we it's got a big
like
meeting
Hollywood
yeah
it's
big
very...
me oh big me big things coming no things it turns out no things coming
no it's like oh my god this audition well, yours are a lot of auditions
oh yeah
when you're a lot of like meetings or like funny things I think are funny and they're not funny or
it's like cringy
if you're not lame
yeah.
come see Slim Ricky my improv group
yeah
Iowa West main stage
yeah. And I, it was so important, and I said it, and I was trying to be so, who cares? But I was like, I cared so much.
No, and it oozed out. Like, the not caring back then was, I care. It was, that's the thing. I get why the 2016 last good year is so, like, powerful to us, because it was, like, this, you know, political, like, before this whole new era, and, like, how fraught it's been. But it's also, like, it's so earnest in a way where I'm just like, oh, was that even me? Like, I don't even know if that was the right same person. Was that even my year to have?
I mean, that's the year La La Land came out, right?
I think so.
So it was a great, I mean, it's one of my favorite movies. You still haven't seen it yet, right?
Nope.
You know,
I never will.
Anytime I get a chance to mention La La Land to Rebecca, I will mention it. So I will use 2016. In fact, oh, in 2016, I was in Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
Wow, are we back in 2016?
That's how the tail end of doing cool things I was, because that was the end of that era for me.
Wow.
Like getting to travel and stuff for like YouTube and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, was it a time full of hope, perhaps, and travel for you? Not so much for me because I was broke, because I was just doing stand-up and living off of unemployment in New York City. But I guess there's a naivety to it. There's a, like, I don't know, a fun, listen, there was a lot of bad things. I mean, Pokemon Go was happening then, Brexit, the Syrian war.
Yeah, all good things, right? I'm very
all
confused.
Good things. Pokemon Go definitely fits in that realm of like people wandering around the streets. It was safe to wander around the streets, head buried in your phone playing Pokemon Go. P.S. My brother still plays Pokemon Go 10 years later. So is that saying something?
No.
Is that nostalgia slop enough for you? Is that an obsession for this year that will remain unquenched? No, this is going away. This trend is leaving us now. I don't see as many anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think mostly people, when they do that, they want to, it's kind of like, look how much better is now for me, or look at me then, or look at me now. And it's weird.
Yeah. I think it's better than, like, I think people are like, we're so nostalgia obsessed. I mean, look at this podcast, for example, it's just nostalgia obsessed that we'll do anything. Even like in a year where it's like, oh, it's an election year, which I think a lot of people collectively remember more powerfully anyway. And I think this is kind of why this trend isn't like, hey, 2017 or, you know, 2015 or whatever. But I think that we want so badly to romanticize literally anything about our lives. Yeah. And now we have the photo, you know, we have all these shitty ramen photographs to do that.
And 2017 was great because that was 1 year after La La Land came out.
Oh, yeah. And a year and a half before we started this podcast.
You know that now, right?
Yeah, I know that now.
You know when we started this podcast, right?
It's all a blur.